This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are at Husfest in Minot, North Dakota. North Husfest. You haven't lived until you've been to Husfest, I'll tell you what. Where else are you going to meatball on the stick, right? Yes. Have you folks had Lutefisk yet? No, I don't blame you. Caulk the windows with it. Never eat it. That's my rule. The great Carol Juven just told me that that's his favorite must-have delicacy every time he comes to Husfest. He says, absolutely awesome. I'm like, have you been dropped on your head? Where? I don't understand where this comes from. But anyway, what do I know? He says he's going to Watford City on October 22nd and is cooking up a whole big batch for the Sons of Norway. Wants me to come along. And I'm already planning to be in Watford City on the 20th of October, so maybe I'll just have to extend my stay. I don't know. We'll just see. Anyway, we are at Husfest, and we'd love it if you stop by and see us. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god, is off to a class reunion. So he's going to be gone for a couple of days, and I think he's doing Paisley Park, too, so he'll have some stories for us when he gets back next week. We have Manny answering the phones when you call, 800-228-0550. Toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. And the great Ravati is also on the job. So he's Todd today. He's got the producing of the show, and he also has the controls back home. Asked him to pull a couple of things I want to play for you. Also, if you're headed to Husfest, I want to give you this little heads up, okay? Because I know a lot of you probably that might be listening are actually about to get in the car or in the car and coming in for some of the entertainment today from all across the Northern Plains. There is a concert this afternoon with John Michael Montgomery and Joe Diffie, which is one of the premier shows. There's a lot of good shows here. Little River Band. In fact, we have tickets for the Little River Band. They are tomorrow at 1, okay? And if you come by and tell us Scott sent you, we'll get you tickets for the Little River Band concert tomorrow at 1. If you come by and use the phrase that pays, are you ready? A little bit of work involved in this because I have tickets to John Michael Montgomery and Joe Diffie that are VIP. So there's like a VIP room. You go in there. There's lots of schmoozing and lots of food and cocktails and fun. And then you go into the concert and you go right to the premier VIP seats right up front. I even have a VIP parking spot for you. Okay? So you need the phrase that pays for those. You come find me at Husfest and say, best of Norway. Best of Norway. All right? That's all you need to say. That's, of course, that tour that my wife Marie and I and our kids were on with Carol Juven at Juven Tours last year. It was the best of Norway. And that's really what you find at Husfest. You find the best of Norway. People. Great food. You know? Lots of cultural activities. Great music. Great entertainment. So, Carol Juven at Juven Tours is the best of Norway king. And he's got another great couple tours going here. And he's here. Saw him already. He's been on the stage emceeing the big show for, I think, 30 years plus. Anyway, you can get a hold of Carol at Juven Tours, 800-343-0093, if you want to have the good fortune of going on the very same trip our family did last year that really is, honestly, a trip of a lifetime. So, pretty darn cool. It is. Now, to get that, how do you do it? You got to come find us. Who's us? Well, I am thankful to have the hospitality again this year of the good folks from Touchstone Energy and Basin Electric, who've been a part of the North Coast Fest for 19 years, major sponsor. Basin Electric for like 23 years. And the Basin Electric employees and their retirees play a major role in getting this Touchstone Energy booth rolling and other sponsored areas at Host Fest. And they are also giving away cookies. There's a big cookie baking festival that's going on right by us. So just follow your nose to the cookies, and then you'll find us at the Touchstone Energy booth, okay? And, again, Little River Band tickets for the asking while they last. That's tomorrow. And I've got a couple of pairs of VIP tickets for Joe Diffie and John Michael Montgomery And all you need to do is come find me and say, best of Norway. You got to say it on the radio is the only thing, all right? Just saying. It doesn't, we got a little microphone here, and we'll let you say best of Norway, okay? So we'll have a little bit of fun as well on the program today. What else are we going to do? Let me run through the program today and then open up the phones. Couple of things in the news that I think are worth some comment that I will get to here, and then also some guests. We have guests from Husfest, and that includes the Lutheran ladies, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yes, the Lutheran ladies are nothing if not pure entertainment, 100% pure entertainment, and I come to Husfest to laugh. That's what I love about it. I really do. Have a grand old time. So we're going to laugh with the Lutheran ladies a little later on in the program. We have one of President Donald Trump's top advisors on the tax reform plan. He is actually going to be with the president today as he makes another stump for this particular issue. So we'll chat with him at the bottom of this hour. And Rush Limbaugh, who many of you are listening on these radio stations, three of our four What's On Your Mind stations are Rush Limbaugh affiliates, rarely does interviews outside of his show. But he did last night for Sean Hannity's television show on the Fox News Channel. Some really interesting things out of that interview that I want to share today on the program, so we're going to spend a little time on that. Much of it related to the NFL situation. And the NFL situation I refer to is, of course, players taking a knee and electing not to stand for the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. It smells to me like this is backfiring. I don't know if anybody watched last night's game. I did not, but I've seen reports of it. You know, the Green Bay Packers put out that very big announcement. They said, here's the deal, fans. We want you to lock arms with us, okay, and made a big deal out of it. There were very few people locking arms in the crowd at last night's game. And now you're seeing other teams, Denver Broncos and others, saying enough of this. So I think something very rare might be happening. And that might be the NFL might actually be listening to the fans. Now, wouldn't that be a novel concept? The actual people that allow them to pay the players, get zillions from television contracts, the fans! Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe it's happening. This is so revolutionary. So anyway, I think that might be happening. We could be witnessing a miracle, ladies and gentlemen. It's sort of like politicians listening to the voters, people. That happens every once in a while. Isn't that just unbelievable? So anyway, we're gonna talk a little bit about that today on the program, too. So 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. News notes besides that I would throw out there and then welcome your opinion on. Let me just go through these quickly. The governor's office yesterday put out a press release that Energy Transfer Partners, one of the major partners in the Dakota Access Pipeline, was donating $15 million to the state of North Dakota. I think the key word in that is donating. That's a donation. Okay? No energy company that is trying to make our life better, and in the case of the Dakota Access Pipeline, our life is better from that $4 billion investment. Why? The price of oil is higher in North Dakota as a result of it, which means what? More oil and gas activity, and therefore more rigs, more jobs, more tax revenue, everything else. Okay, so it's all a good thing. Now, a lot of bad things happen as a result of the Dakota Access Pipeline. How many of those would you blame Dakota Access Pipeline or the company for? I can't think of many. I can think of a couple, maybe, occasions where a judgment call by a contractor, you know, wasn't the best, but wasn't the company. But by and large, 99.9% of all the bad stuff that happened as a result of the Dakota Access Pipeline was from protesters and their funders and everything else. So it's a donation. I think Governor Burgum is doing a fantastic job. I thought that he handled this situation and sort of the aftermath about as well as anybody could, because he was sort of handed to him. There was one little line in his statement that did stick out to me, and that was the line that, thank you, Energy Transfer Partners, for the $15 million. The impacts were really bad from the Dakota Access Pipeline. And I'm paraphrasing. He didn't say it that way, but he listed some of the bad things that happened in the way of impacts and none of the good, as if to say they owed it. Now, I think what they owed was keeping their word, and the CEO had said all along, look, we want to do something. We want to do something appropriate. We want, you know. And so from that standpoint, they kept their word. It's a good thing. I don't think North Dakota should have loans at the Bank of North Dakota because of this. I think, you know, the federal government is most responsible for that, without question. I think one of these days we might actually see lawyers actually do what lawyers are supposed to do, especially public servants, like Wayne Stengem, our attorney general, and sue the daylights out of the people responsible for this. I don't know how much longer we have to wait. I know a lot of you are getting tired of waiting. I am too. And I keep being told, pat me on the head. Everything's going to be fine. We're going to do that. Trust us. We're working on it. Well, okay. I'm getting impatient. But anyway, I think all in all, that ended well. So, and related to that, I guess, is the news that Dave Archibald, the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, has been fired by the people of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. And that speaks volumes about this entire ordeal. So, a couple of things. There's others, the NFL and more, coming up, but I want your take. What's on your mind? Give us a ring.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Our nation uses about 800 million gallons of petroleum and petroleum products every day. We use this energy to heat our homes, fuel our cars and airplanes, and provide the feedstock for our nation's manufacturing and agriculture industries. It's in our clothes and shoes, cell phones, computers, makeup, contact lenses, even medicines and life-saving medical devices. Where does it come from? 2.5 million miles of pipeline transport this energy across the country. This is the most environmentally sensitive, safest, and least expensive way to transport the energy we need. At Energy Transfer Partners, our more than 10,000 employees monitor and manage a nationwide network of pipelines built to last, with American materials, American workers, and American ingenuity, bringing energy to families like yours. Visit EnergyTransfer.com to learn more.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Free is good. Free's a nice word. Little River Band and John Michael Montgomery, Joe Diffie. Tickets yours for the asking when you say, best of Norway. Just come tell us the phrase that pays at the Touchstone booth. And, oh, somebody's right here.
Hey, Scott, I'd like some tickets, please.
What show do you want to go to?
Little River Band.
Do you like them?
Yes.
I do, too.
My husband just told me that he wanted to go to Little River Band, so this is fantastic.
I bet it's one of those shows where you sing along the whole darn time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so cool. Is that your beautiful little doggy there?
Yes, that's Shotzi, my miniature schnauzer. She's my service dog.
Oh, she's adorable.
So she travels wherever I go.
Glad you're at Hoos Fest. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Scott.
Two tickets on us. Others waiting. We'll be here till 11, so let us know. Best of Norway is the phrase that pays. VIP tickets to John Michael Montgomery and Joe Diffie. And the Little River Band tickets, courtesy of Touchstone Energy, are right here. Okay? Simple as that. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. And I'm going to get to the phones in just a moment here, but I first need to tell you that we did get word yesterday that the New York City trip we still have 10 spots, and the deadline was supposed to be Monday, and they've extended the deadline a couple of days. What is it, October 12th now? Okay, October 12th. So you've got, you know, 10 days, basically, because you've got to get your money in and all that fun stuff. And Monday, November 27th through Friday, December 1st, trip of a lifetime. That's all I can tell you. Two Broadway shows, Rockettes at Radio City Music Hall, cruise around Manhattan Island, trip to Ellis Island, trip to the 9/11 Memorial Museum that will impact your life forever. Meals unlike you've ever had. Trump Tower, Ellen's Stardust Diner, which is fantastic. Carmine's is so phenomenal. And probably my favorite, Cat's Deli. Many meals included, your hotel accommodations, your airfare. It's all a package. You're on a beautiful coach bus. Great tour guides. It's so fun, you can't believe it. The cherry on top, Wednesday morning, November 29th, we'll be at Fox and Friends. And you will meet the crew of Fox and Friends and be on their set. And I'm telling you, folks, that's really hard to do. So call Jason today and get yourself signed up for this. 952-898-0008. 952-898-0008. Or email Group Travel Planners, all one word, grouptravelplanners@mail.com. Grouptravelplanners@mail.com. You can always email me, too. That's ScottH@flagfamily.com. Happy to answer any questions you might have about it. Fargo, Chad, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Great program. Got a question for you. The Energy Partners, you know, that was great that they gave us $15 million at the bottom of their heart, because just think about this, is that they also paid property taxes for these pipelines. They pay employee taxes. They pay a lot of things, which is great. But the question is that when Standing Rock basically caused all that problem, they were, you know, Archbold, they had a gas station and all that over there on Standing Rock, who was, he was actually getting money for, you know, basically as long as he could keep that thing going, he was benefiting from it. Is there any way that the state of North Dakota could actually go in there and, you know, between the GoFundMe accounts that were set up there and that, because obviously the people that actually did all the damage never paid, but the reality is there was money that was available that we could have basically, the state of North Dakota, recoup or recover from, or is it a little harder than that?
Well, Wayne Stengem, the Attorney General, one day after I was barking on the radio about this taking too long and some similar things to you, was kind enough to invite me to his office and give me a little run-through of what they were doing. And one of the things he said at that meeting was the GoFundMe deal is really hard, that other attorneys generals have had a heck of a time. You know, in other words, it isn't as easy as it sounds to go in and follow the money when it pertains to GoFundMe, overseas stuff and a lot of other things. So I don't think that particular element of it is. But my point is, you know, there has been, I don't believe, even though I like Wayne Stengem a lot, I don't know if he's being poorly served by people that work for him. I don't know if, you know, his people don't have good enough direction. There has been too little said and too little done on this, period. Now, I would love to be proven wrong where somebody shows me volumes of hours and work and time that's been done and somehow we're not seeing it. I just don't believe that, because I just know how elected leaders are. They tell you when they're doing stuff, and there's really not been much of that at all. So I'm glad the governor in his press release mentions this, because I sense the governor's as frustrated as I am that we aren't going after this.
So what happens, though, with these bank loans at the state of North Dakota at the bank? Who's responsible at the end of the day? Us? The people of North Dakota?
Sure. Yeah, the taxpayers are until it's done. Now, again, the federal government's given, I think they gave $10 million. We could have gotten more, but there was some, again, bureaucratic red tape and delaying the request for the money. So that cost us $5 million. But there has been some money from the state, from the federal government. And then there is obviously this. And, you know, I mean, you've got a case against the federal government. And in my mind, you know, they should do it. But the taxpayers ultimately are responsible. Absolutely. I mean,
great show, and I like to listen to you guys further. Thank you.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate the call. Bobby and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. 800, by the way, 228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. Local number is 258-0550 if you've got a question or comment. Hey, Bobby, what's on your mind?
I'm a parent of a handicapped child. He's staying. I'm 51. So these tax laws that are coming about, I'm happy with everything Trump's doing, but I hope he gets a pass. But I think they've overlooked this. We're middle class. Wife and I both make over 100. He has a teacher at school. We have to leave work. So we're always in fear of losing our job because we have to go pick him up and go home. So I'd like to see some tax credits for parents of handicapped children. Maybe some student loan forgiveness. I went to college later in life, and Braden came along, you know, and he's 10 now. So I have to work to put away for my retirement, as well as him, you know, after I'm gone, make sure he's got enough to take care of himself. Do the right thing, you know, because I don't want him to be a war of the state. So I would like to see, you know, something like I'll pay my taxes in, you know, the $100,000 I make a year. But let some of that go into a 401k account for him. You know, let the government establish some kind of 401k account for handicapped children so I can leave him something, you know, that, you know, to take care of him because I'll be gone, you know, and he'll still be here. Just a lot of things like that, you know, there's a lot of things that can be thought of. Why can't he get his disability social security because we make too much money? And I sit at the grocery store line and look at all the other people that I'm paying for and their children. And me and my wife both get up and work. We're both college degree. And so I just think there needs to be some looking at that for parents of handicapped children, giving them some tax credits and some tax breaks. And I'm not asking for a handout. I'm 8 years. I served in the Army for 8 years. I'm a veteran. And I put myself to college, my wife. Her father paid for her college, but, you know, despite all that, nothing was handed to us either. So I think he should get his disability social security so I can put it away in a retirement account for him, you know, so he'll have money to live on after I'm gone.
Now, Bobby,
my money I'm paying in anyway.
You've got some really good ideas there in a very special situation, obviously, with a special needs son, and I think a bit of an eye-opener. If you don't mind, hang on. I'm going to get your number, and we're going to pass this on to Congressman Kramer and use it in the Talk Radio Town Hall. So stay on the line, Bobby.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Butte office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
John Michael Montgomery and Joe Dippy will be on the stage this afternoon by 1 o'clock here at Huss Fest. 40 years of pure scandemonium. That's what's going on here. Smell the cookies. You'll find us in the Touchstone booth at Huss Fest. And don't forget, the phrase that pays is Best of Norway. Best of Norway. Get your Little River Band tickets or VIPs for John Michael Montgomery. Little River Band's tomorrow. John Michael Montgomery and Joe Dippy is this afternoon at 1 o'clock, and we have VIP seats in the VIP room and everything else while they last at the Touchstone Energy booth at Huss Fest. Just smell the cookies. Rush Limbaugh, as I mentioned earlier, doesn't do many interviews. He was on with Sean Hannity last night, said some really interesting things about both the NFL and also the media. I love what he talked about the media. We're going to talk in a moment about President Trump's agenda, getting tax reform done. Getting the tax code simplified. Going to that caller's point a moment ago, okay? I don't know about you, but if that didn't rip your heart out, I don't know what did. Because that's the kind of people that need to get help. And that's the kind of people in the middle class that get jammed in our current tax code. And all you're going to hear, folks, over and over and over again, is about, oh, this is tax breaks for the rich, this is tax breaks for the rich. They're tired old rhetoric. Listen to Rush talk about the media with Sean last night. Do you have that, Rev?
While I would agree that there has been an increase in the coverage of these shootings, mm-hmm. thanks mostly to social media, that's not the same thing as
We'll come back to it. That cut was actually Jason Riley, who has got some fascinating stats about how crime or perpetrators being shot by police have come way down. But the media, through this NFL protest culture, is going exactly the other way. But let's talk to our next guest a little bit about the tax reform plan and the effort to fix it, okay? To simplify this code and this battle, which, by the way, will include a battle against the media, and I'll get to that in a moment. Cliff Sims, the special assistant to the president, joins us now from the White House. Cliff, how are you?
Hey, great. Thanks for having me.
I understand you got to head with the boss to stump today. Where are you taking the case today on tax reform?
Well, today we're actually here in Washington D.C. and going to go speak to the National Association of Manufacturers, which, you know, manufacturers for them, this tax reform push is going to be so huge. I mean, the president has talked a lot about ending what he has called the offshoring model that has been created by the current tax code that compels companies to move their operations overseas, compels them to leave their overseas earnings overseas instead of bringing it home. And we're going to implement what the president has called the American model. These jobs are coming back. It's already happening. The money is coming flowing back into the country. This is going to create a situation where this tax reform push is really going to be what the president's going to call today rocket fuel for the economy. We're trying to bring the jobs back. We're trying to make the tax code simpler, as you said, more fair, and really focusing on giving relief to hardworking middle-class families all over this country who are being absolutely crushed by this burden. And honestly, it's not fair. They can't afford an army of lobbyists and accountants like these big companies and all and the wealthy folks can. And so they're just getting killed because they can get loopholes and special carve-outs. No more of that. We're going to make this thing fair for everybody with a real focus on the middle class. We're really excited about it.
Just got a call from a gentleman by the name of Bobby, and he told a story about, you know, he makes $100,000 a year, has a son with special needs, and he said, you can't believe how they're punished because of that. And, both he and his wife have to leave work often to prepare mm-hmm. for them. He still has student loans. And his son, who has special needs, can't get disability because they make too much money. And he's saying, hey, I'm happy to pay my taxes, but how about, you know, a portion of that goes to, you know, a 401k for him. Give me some relief because I'm being crushed here. And I realize not everybody has a special needs son, so he's a special circumstance. But that story of how the middle class is being crushed is really what we're talking about here, isn't it?
Well, there's no question. So we're going to do several things for them. First of all, we're just going to lower their rate right off the bat. We're also going to expand the child tax credit, which is big for so many families around this country. And one of the things that I'm really excited about is we're going to double the standard deduction. And what that means is that the first $24,000 that a family makes in this country will be totally tax-free. That's going to empower families like Bobby's family to keep more of their money in their pocket without the government ever getting their grubby little fingers on it to begin with. And, you know, they can put back money, save money for college and different things like that to create a better life for their family. And that's really what all of this is about. And we get into rates and all these kind of different things, and those policy details are important. But ultimately, this is about creating a situation where families all across this country who are frustrated because the money just doesn't quite make it to the end of the month like it used to, are going to be able to have more money in their pockets and create a better life for their family, spend more time with their family. It's going to be a really great thing for folks all over this country.
You know, the sad thing about this, Cliff, is that, you know, when I hear you talk about the details, and we used that stat yesterday, you know, $12,000, first $12,000 of income for a single income earner, no tax, 24, as you just mentioned. I mean, that's a big deal. A lot bigger deal to somebody that is in that bracket than somebody, obviously, that has got an army of accountants and everything else. But it is so sad to see what the media is already doing and will do. And, you know, the swamp, we expect it, obviously. But the media, the left, the president's opponents on this are going to be relentless. How do you do what no other president since Reagan has been able to do and actually do, you know, significant tax reform, knowing what you're up against?
Well, I think you've already got a president here who has proven that he can take on all of the media, all of the establishment, the entire swamp here, and not just win an election, but also get things done when he gets into office. And so I think we've got a unique individual here that is an incredible communicator that we perhaps haven't seen since the likes of Ronald Reagan. But one thing that I think is really interesting, if you look back at the way that Ronald Reagan talked about tax reform, it was focused on what it meant for workers. And this is the first Republican president we have seen in a long time who looks workers in the eye and says, what I'm doing here is for you. You are the people who built this country. You're the people who go home at the end of the night after working, you know, 12, 15 hours to provide for your family and know what the dignity of work is all about, know what it means to do a job well done. And we're going to take care of you. And so I think that the worker focus, the family focus of this plan is what's going to really put it over the top, because we're seeing, you know, traditionally Democratic voters who voted for the president in November are now going to support this plan because they know that he has their back. And so I think that's the difference here. That same old tired rhetoric about it helping the rich just doesn't resonate when you got a president who is so focused on the workers the way that this one is.
Last question, not from me, but from Rush. Here's Rush last night with Sean Hannity on the Fox News Channel talking about the tax reform proposal. Go ahead and roll that, Rev.
It's good overall. I mean, there's some things about it. Let's look at the elimination of the deduction of state income tax. You know who's going to hate that? California, Illinois, all these blue states, that's going to cause a shortfall for them. Those taxpayers are not going to like it. And if you look at the states with the highest state income tax rates, most of them are blue. But here's my basic problem with this. I keep hearing everybody say growth, growth, but the top rate probably isn't going to come down or much at all. And that's where the growth is. Those are the people that hire. Those are the people that own small business. Those are the people that spend.
There is a growing amount of criticism from the right, from conservatives, about it not going enough to Rush's point. What do you say about that, Cliff?
Well, I think where you're going to get the growth is the fact that we currently have the highest business tax rate in the world among developed nations, and we're going to cut it to among the lowest. I mean, we're going from, you know, 35% down to 20% for business, for small businesses. We're going from, you know, a top income tax rate in the 35%+ range right now down to 25%. I mean, this is going to be massive opportunity for companies, businesses all over this country to create jobs, to increase wages for their workers. That's the side of this where we're going to get the huge growth. And so that's really what we're focused on.
Yeah, and the president going over later today to the National Association of Manufacturers, as you mentioned. I talked to a member of the board actually earlier today who was all excited about that visit by the president today. He said, you cannot believe the enthusiasm among our members for this proposal and what it would mean for jobs and investment here. So that's part of that growth, too. Cliff, good chatting with you. Appreciate the time, and our best to the president.
All right. Thanks for having me. Look forward to coming back soon.
You bet. Cliff Sims, special assistant to President Donald Trump on the tax reform bill, which is gaining in momentum, at least in how we're talking about it, which I think is great, obviously, with the details coming out this week. So that's pretty good. Can you smell the cookies? They have one in front of me. Kurt Pearson is here, who's the Director of Communications and Creative Services for Basin Electric Power Cooperative, our host at HustFest. Thank you for hosting us.
Oh, we're very welcome. And
yeah.
I'm glad to have What's on Your Mind show and you back again.
So much fun to be here.
It
really
is. It is great when they deliver cookies right to the booth.
Can you
get much better than
we
that.
We get a little VIP treatment. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
People are lined up at the Touchstone Energy booth pretty much elbow to elbow. We've got cookies on, I would call it, the north and the south end. But people are also signing up for that ultra-high-definition TV. We're giving those away, too. So
yeah, not just one.
No, two of them.
Yeah.
And then we've got the commemorative HustFest buttons. Daryl over there, one of our retirees from Basin Electric. We've got a ton of volunteers to help.
I thought you put him out to pasture.
No, we brought him back. You
did,
Daryl. We've also got these limited edition
buttons,
rosemulling buttons, and they go fast. So I encourage your listeners, if they're coming to the HustFest, get here before about 1 o'clock. 3,000 buttons will be gone by 1.
Unbelievable. And you have some tickets to the Little River Band.
Yes, we've got some things for you to give away.
You gave us to give away, so we have another hour and 15 minutes of those, and I also have the VIP Joe Diffie, John Michael Montgomery tickets, and the VIP room, and you know, you go in and have a meal, and then go watch the show, and the whole deal. So all you need to do is stop by and say, "Best of Norway." What should we know about Touchstone and the good work you guys are doing?
Well, right now, Touchstone, you know, our National Trade Association (NRECA) tells us about 2,000 line workers are now heading down to the hurricane areas in Georgia and Florida, and from Iowa alone, we've got at least 40 guys going down there. What I find is interesting is they actually have to give them a little prep talk when they get down there and pair them up with line workers from the area because, I mean, we don't have in Iowa the poisonous snakes and spiders that they do down in Florida. So there are different kinds of hazards that these gents and ladies have to work with. So, but that's what cooperatives do. We cooperate among ourselves. When there's a hurricane or an ice storm in South Dakota, co-op line crews will come from all over to help. And that's just cooperation among cooperatives.
I'd love to talk with some of those guys a little bit about their experience down there. If they're too busy to do it when they're there, maybe when they get back. But let us know. It'd be nice to hear about some of that. I remember very well the flood of 97, you know, victim, and the flood of 2009, you know, as well. Boy, oh boy, what happens after, and that collaborative effort that happens from the co-op family of give back is essential to getting lights back on. Thanks, Kurt.
You're welcome. Thank
great,
you.
Great chat with you. Come see us, folks, at HustFest.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the financial benefits of Occupational Driver Safety Program.
When you have commercial vehicle drivers, you're automatically part of what's called CSA, which is basically the U.S. Department of Transportation's point system for companies. You know, we have a point system for drivers. Well, there's also a point system for companies. And when your drivers make mistakes, you accumulate points. And then when you accumulate so many points within a certain time period, you can flag an audit. You can be audited. Your vehicles can be inspected, all your driver records. And those audits rarely come out well. So there's a huge financial incentive to make sure that they're all properly trained and they're driving their trucks correctly, not violating any of those statutes.
To learn more about implementing a driver safety program in your workplace, contact the NDSC at 701-223-6372.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fantastic, and they'll be at Huskfest tomorrow, 1 o'clock. We have tickets. Anybody want tickets for a Little River Band? Free on us, 1 o'clock tomorrow. All you have to do is come on by and talk into this little microphone and say, give me the tickets. There's a beautiful little girl in front of me right here. She looks like there's no way I would talk into that microphone because that man is crazy. That's the look she's giving me right now. But I don't blame her. But somebody else might want them. So let us know and come on by and see us at Huskfest. We're in the Touchstone booth. Smell the cookies and you'll find your way. We're brought to you today by our good friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Folks, reliable, affordable energy is about the most important thing other than breathing to keeping you going. It really is. And affordable, reliable energy, not to mention done in a responsible way, North Dakota is among only seven states that meets all federal air quality standards. And we're a coal state. We're a lignite state. We are an energy success story. Find out more about it at SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's SecureEnergyFuture.org. So I mentioned earlier some of the comments of Rush Limbaugh last night, which I thought were very interesting, especially on the NFL and this battle. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome on this. But I want to get your take on what you think Rush is right here on this point. Listen to this and then call me, 258-0550, 800-228-0550, on what's on your mind. Roll it.
They're backtracking now. Well, this is not about protesting flags. It's not about, yes, of course it is. They try to say that's how it all got started. If they really wanted to make it, you think they could, if one of these players or group of them called you and said, we want a half hour on your show, would you give it to them?
100%.
Why'd they do that? Why are they messing around on the sideline, disrespecting the flag, disrespecting the anthem? What's the point? They're not accomplishing anything except harming the enterprise. Whatever's happening in the NFL right now, it's not how you grow it.
Is he right? And he's right now about the backtracking. This thing's unraveling on the NFL. This thing is unraveling. Do you remember the story I told you yesterday about Steve Moore getting a call from Donald Trump a few months before he became President Trump, when Donald Trump was saying to Steve Moore, good job on TV defending our economic plan, and Steve Moore says, hey, Mr. President, just talk about jobs in the economy, nothing else. Quit talking about this other stuff like that gun deal that got you in all that trouble. And President Trump said to Steve Moore, hey, you don't understand. There's a lot of people out in this country that want to be defended when it comes to their belief of the Second Amendment. And everybody that heard that is now a supporter of ours. That led Steve Moore to say, President Trump's 10 steps ahead of everybody. This started as a firestorm and is completely swinging back the other way. Do you agree with that? I'm curious. Karen in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 258-0550. Good morning.
Okay. Well, actually, I dialed 228, but I was hoping to make a comment about Standing Rock. And first, I'll say that I think it's time that those ball players just stood up like everyone else. And then about Standing Rock, I think this is great. They can start out new. They can be 2018 already now.
Exactly. I agree with you. Now, the new chairman has been on the Standing Rock Council previously. So Chairman Faith is his name. Certainly has some history there. My understanding is he was a supporter of the opposition to the pipelines route, but was not a supporter of the horrific, unlawful protests. And so that's certainly a start. Appreciate the call, Karen, and the thoughts. Larry, Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'm all for the NFL taking a knee. They can sit and take a knee anytime they want to. I watched Carson Wentz all through college take a knee. I tell you what, at the end of the football game, if you watch it long enough, you forget about those yahoos at the beginning that take a knee. At the end of the game, they all take a knee, or a bunch of them take a knee, and they pray after the game is over. That's taking a knee, and I'm all for the NFL doing that.
Yeah, but dude, what do you think of the NFL telling Tim Tebow he can't take a knee, sanctioning the taking of a knee during our Star Spangled Banner?
Yeah, well, that's idiotic. You know,
yeah, well,
maybe
I'm with you completely, Larry. Good and very good point. Maybe we'll get him to actually take a knee for the right reasons. Good point. Time for our Delta call of the day. We love celebrating our callers. Call Delta first. One call does it all. Turnkey Wellsite Solutions. Eric's waiting for your call at 406-250-8151. DeltaConstructors.net. Here's the caller of the day. Jim in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, no matter what they do on a tax thing, it's always going to be an attack on the rich, because the Democrats always play for the one basic sin that every one of us have and we have to fight, jealousy.
What do you do about it? What do you say in counter to it?
I would just go there and say everybody gets a tax break, and then tax cuts have never, ever failed. And I would go back to the JFK's cuts and the Ronald Reagan cuts and say the proof is in the pudding.
Smart listeners. Smart listeners. Thanks so much. We're back at HustFest. A young lady has just stopped up here to say something to me. What's your name, ma'am?
Lois Rosendahl.
Hi, Lois. Where are you from?
Minot.
Minot. You're home for HustFest.
Yes.
What do you want to tell me? Best of Norway? Is that what you said?
Best of Norway. I'm here for the tickets.
You're here for the tickets.
Yes.
Little River Band.
Little River Band.
Tomorrow or Joe Dippy and John Michael Montgomery?
No, tomorrow for the Little River Band.
They're yours.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. More coming up at HustFest.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
It's back, the 11th Annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference. Tuesday, October 10th, Bismarck State College. Early bird registration on now for just $95 through 4 p.m. October 5th. Walk-up registration, $115. This event includes a roundtable Q&A with Governor Doug Burgum and U.S. Senator John Hogan. Platinum sponsors include Elite and their companies, ConocoPhillips, NextEra Energy Resources, and XTO Energy. Register now at energynd.com/events. energynd.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.